This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity for these proposals of the three services. The Defence Ministry informed that acceptance of necessity was approved for the procurement of various defence systems, including loiter munition system for artillery regiments, low-level lightweight radars, long-range guided rocket ammunition for Pinaka, multiple launch rocket system and integrated drone detection and interdiction system MK2 for the Indian Army. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took Suomo to cognizance of concerns surrounding the definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravalis. It also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravali states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking their response to its Suomut case on the issue. Meanwhile, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the government is committed to provide all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of Aravali Range. Union Minister for Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Ji Ram Ji, to address various shortcomings and irregularities in MG Narega scheme. Addressing the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gochar in Uttarakhand, Mr. Chauhan said that while MG Narega earlier provided for 100 days of employment, the new law has increased this to 125 days.
125 din mazdoori milegi mazdoor ko.
The workers will get 125 days of work instead of 100 days. Modi ji's guarantee is of fulfilling the guarantee. And if there is no employment on time, if there is delay, then we have arranged for a separate salary for the long-term workers so that the workers do not face any problem.
The Union Agriculture Minister said that horticulture, animal husbandry and fisheries sectors will be expanded in Uttarakhand. He added that fruits, vegetables and medicinal herbs produced in the state will be connected to national and international markets to enhance farmers' income. He further informed that a clean plant center will be established at Mukteshwar at a cost of 100 crore rupees.
A clean plant center will be established in Uttarakhand at a cost of 100 crore rupees. We have taken this decision and this work will be carried out at Mukteshwar's regional station of ICARCITH, where clean plant facilities will be set up, whether it is kiwi, apple, malta, lemon or other varieties of fruits, high quality plants will be made available.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam and other northeastern states have witnessed tremendous development during the past 11 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating redeveloped Mahapurush Sri Mant Shankar Dev Abhirbhav Kshetra at Patwar Thaan in Nagaon district of Assam. President Draupadi Murmu said today that the country faces challenges such as waste management and sustainability, which require social and economic perspectives along with technical expertise. The president attended the 15th convocation of National Institute of Technology, Jamshedpur, as the chief guest today in Adityapur area in Saraikela, Kharswa district. The government has approved a new project to protect breeding habitats of sandbar nesting birds, including the Indian skimmer, for conservation of endangered bird species in the Ganga Basin. The project was approved during the 68th meeting of the Executive Committee of the National Mission for Clean Ganga in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.